The British government has launched a 12-week consultation on whether or not homosexuals in England and Wales will be allowed to go through marriage ceremonies. In 2005, the government introduced civil partnerships for gay couples, which carry the same legal rights as marriage. Archbishop of Westminster Vincent Nichols is asking Catholics to voice their opposition to any change in the law and to encourage their participation in the consultation.
The reasons given by our government for wanting to change the definition of marriage are those of equality and discrimination. But our present law does not discriminate unjustly when it requires both a man and a woman for marriage. It simply recognizes and protects the distinctive nature of marriage. Changing the legal definition of marriage would be a profoundly radical step. Its consequences should be taken seriously now. The law helps to shape and form social and cultural values. A change in the law would gradually and inevitably transform society's understanding of the purpose of marriage. It would reduce it just to the commitment of the two people involved. There would be no recognition of the complementarity of male and female, or that marriage is intended for the procreation and education of children. We have a duty to married people today and to those who come after us to do all we can to ensure that the true meaning of marriage is not lost for future generations.